any word spoken to you by an uncredited source that is not in agreement with what God has said over your life, we've got to learn to take that plug out and say no more. We've got to learn to say, I'm going to replace it with the truth. What did I say? You can't change your mind. You've got to replace it with something. We got to find out what the Father says about us and begin to declare that forth. Okay, so what happens when you've got these word curses in your life and, you know, you're like a walking pincushion and they've healed around you and you're just, you know, living through these word curses. What happens when you let them stay there for long enough? You begin to believe them. So what happens? Okay, so as a man thinks in his heart, what? So is he. Not some of the time, all the time. And then Matthew 12:34 says, out of the overflow of the heart, what? The mouth speaks. You can always tell how somebody feels about themselves by the words that come out of their mouth. It's a great little litmus test. A negative can only produce a negative. So if you're standing in the mirror, ladies, and you're like, oh, I'm having such a bad hair day, and I feel so fat today, and I just, oh my gosh, my teeth need to be wider, and you're like standing there, and you're confessing it out, what do you think it's going to happen? It's negative, and that negative, you're not going to declare the negative, and all of a sudden, it's just going to be roses, and beauty, and butterflies, and oh, it's going to create something positive. No. A negative declared produces another negative, right? We got to find out the truth and begin declaring it. What happens every time you think, here's just a really practical example. I'm in the car, I'm driving, I make a wrong turn. Oh, I'm so stupid. I'm an idiot. Oh, you know, I have an addictive personality. Oh, you know, I'm not administrative. Oh, I'm not. Oh, here's another one. I have to have coffee in order to wake up in the morning. Is that true? Is that what God said? No. Joy of the Lord is your strength. It might help. You can't be defined by it. What are you declaring over your life? What are you speaking over your life? Your words have such power to create. Guys, this is good news. This is good news. Why? Because you've got this thing. You have this thing. It is full of the truth, the promises of God that you need to learn to pray and declare over your life. Why? Because you got to learn this enough and get it in enough to where you begin living through it. It's so important, guys. Watch your words. What are you speaking? What are you speaking? What are you speaking over your kids? Okay, so your kid's acting up. Stop agreeing with it. Stop talking about it. Well, my kid's this, he's terrible, he's that, or my husband's this, my husband's that. No, find out what God says and declare the truth. There's a reason why Bill Johnson carries around his prophetic words with him and declares them over his life. He declares them until it's created. And he camps out in it. He's like, I'm declaring it forth because my words create. Get your prophetic words, begin declaring them forth. You know, my husband, when I met him,